Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman, and very good morning to all colleagues. I'll make a statement on a set of questions D, and that will contain some elements C as well. Effective stockpile management of ammunition is essential to prevent the risk of an unplanned explosion and diversion. We believe that insufficient physical security of storage facilities and poor recording counting leads to the diversion of ammunition to unauthorized recipients. In some cases, ineffective stockpile management practices also lead to the accumulation of unsafe and obsolete surpluses in the national stockpile, which results in an increase in safety and security risk. Ensuring effective management of ammunition requires a comprehensive and long-term approach that allows states to meet their security needs and also ensure safe and secure ammunition stockpiles. Such an approach also recognizes the importance of technical capabilities, financial resources, capacity building, and managing ammunition across its life cycle, especially planning, production, transfer, procurement, stockpile management, and disposal. In this regard, Pakistan has taken many measures at national level to promote the objectives of responsible arms and ammunition management and transfer and control. We established an interministerial policy group to address comprehensively the conventional arms issues, including small arms and ammunition, in a coordinated and integrated manner. This group includes representatives from the concerned ministries and departments to examine the legislative, regulatory, and enforcement measures with a view to identifying possible gaps and putting in place remedial steps and improvements where needed. Among other important initiatives, the interministerial groups has adopted policy guidelines on the export of conventional arms, thereby strengthening the existing national evolution mechanism to regulate trade in these armaments. The policy group has instituted additional measures to augment the enforcement regime in the areas of imports, licensing, and private ownership. Pakistan carries out disposal of obsolete weapons and ammunition by various means, including disposal of phased-out ammunition. In addition to conventional means of disposal, Pakistan is carrying out green disposal of obsolete ammunition by adopting modern techniques with a safer, cost-effective, and eco-friendly processes. In line with national regulatory framework in place, marking is made at the time of manufacturing on the process line and authenticated by quality inspector for making. There are no exceptions to marking at the time of manufacturing. Institutionalized measures are enforced to prevent the manufacture, stockpiling, transfer, and possession of any unmarked or inadequately marked ammunition. Moreover, all arms licenses at the federal and provincial level are computerized through the National Database and Registration Authority. This is aimed at maintaining a central computerized record of all authorized weapons in order to facilitate tracing of weapons in a timely manner. Apart from green disposal, the role of digital technologies in computerized license management as well as effective border management regime is crucial. Pakistan introduced a revision of its Arms Amendment Bill in 2021 to provide effective enforcement of computerized licensing for arms at national level. I thank you, Mr. Chair.